Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Richard Taylor, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Taylor. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case. How are you, Richard?
Sorry?
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Have you got 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Richard?
Yeah, of course. I'll just go
Okay.
into another room because I've got the music on.
Yeah, no
Give
problem.
me a minute. Aye.
Fantastic.
Aye.
Just to let you know, Richard, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said earlier, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. It's my job to get to know you, Richard, get to know your case. I'm not going to go back over the statements you've already given me or given our team. I don't want to drag you over them coals. Again, not just yet anyway. But my job is to find out how your time in care and your childhood has affected you or followed you, if you like, into your adult years, Richard. Now, whether that's alcohol, substance abuse, depression, anxiety, PTSD, what I'll then do is I'll write to those local those relevant authorities, and I'll build a picture for Scottish Redress on how your time in care has affected you throughout your whole life. So it's not, we're not just looking at a snapshot of when you were younger. It is all about how it has
And how it's
affected
affected my life,
you. Yeah, of course. Of course. Do you suffer with any sorts of depression or anxiety,
I do,
Richard?
yeah. I suffer from manic depressive. Obviously, because of things that have happened, we obviously been incarcerated in these, some of the places. I've tried to obviously commit suicide quite a few times.
Sorry that
Because
you've got to that point, Bud, or you were at that point where you thought there was no other option. I'm really sorry that you were there.
Because obviously the memories are
Yeah.
not very good.
No.
So, but I'm quite
Okay.
happy to, discuss it with you. Any information you require, I'm more than
Okay.
happy to
Perfect. Thank you.
work
Well,
towards.
what I'm gonna do, Richard, is I'm gonna obviously we're talk about some tough issues now, obviously depression and your suicide attempts and whether you're hospitalized and stuff like that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get all that information, and then me and you are going to go through absolutely everything together. I'll send you all the information. It's your information. And then we'll go through your statement, buddy, and we'll make sure that we haven't missed anything out. Okay. So client suffers from manic depressive and decides to kill himself. Were you hospitalized, Richard, for the suicide attempts?
Oh yeah, many times.
Okay.
Sorry, but
No,
yeah,
it's all right.
many times, quite a lot. Yeah, I've stabbed myself. I've taken overdoses. I've tried to hang myself. So I've done quite a lot of self-harm,
Yeah.
And I still get down about it all the time. I'm now, it happened when I was young, so I'm now
Yeah, of
63,
course.
but it still affects me,
Yeah, I have no doubt about that one bit. So obviously you're on medication for the manic depression, should I say. Can I take, is that through your GP, is it, Richard?
I was on fluoxetine.
Okay. I'll get
For
all
my
that info,
depression.
buddy. Just you point me at your GP, and I'll go and get everything for you.
Right. You want my GP's name and where he is and that?
Name of practice details, please, bud, and
Right.
I'll find the
Do you want
address
that
and
just
contact you.
now?
Yes, please.
Right. It's Dr. Brown
Yeah.
and it's at Sight Hill Health Clinic.
Sighthole.
Sight
Sighthole.
Hill. SIGHTHILL, Sight Hill
Okay.
Health Clinic, and that's on Calder Road, Edinburgh.
and the hospital visits, buddy, from your suicide attempt, what hospital did you go?
We'd been the Royal Infirmary in Edinburgh, and I was in Monkwin's psychiatric ward. I was in Edinburgh psychiatric ward as well.
What was the name of the psychiatric ward?
Oh, I don't know, but it was...
Was that in the Royal Infirmary in Edinburgh, was it?
Yeah, and Monklands.
And Monklands, is that a hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So with your permission, Richard, I'm going to write to the relevant NHS trusts. I'm going to gather all of your information, all of your medical history.
Yeah.
Relating to, obviously, your suicide attempts and also your mental health with your GP.
Yeah.
And obviously the psych ward as well.
Yeah.
What I'll then do is I'll send you all the information if you wish. Do you want this information, Richard? Do you want me to send it to you?
And obviously, it'd be nice to know what's, you know, what they put down and things like that, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Because that, obviously, they've never told me things like that, you know, so.
Yeah. It's not a problem. It's your information, buddy. You know, if it goes a little way to try and, you know, putting pieces of a jigsaw back together for you.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. Okay.
Are you close to Edinburgh?
No, I'm in Liverpool, buddy.
Oh, Liverpool. Because I was going to say, you know, I could meet you, you know, and talk to you, you know, face to face. And.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely on the cards in probably anywhere between 6 and 8 months' time.
All right.
100% on the cards.
Right.
I may come up and meet you, like you say, meet you face to face, go for a coffee.
Yeah.
Go somewhere private, obviously, because we're going to be talking about some sensitive information.
Yeah, well, you could just come to my house, you know. It's just me, it's in my house anyway, you know.
Okay. For home visit. Yeah, I'd love to meet you, Richard, I would. So what I'll do is once I get all the information, me and you will go through absolutely everything together.
Yeah.
Make sure we've got everything in your statements. Hopefully, when I send you the information, I'm not saying hopefully, that sounds a terrible way of saying it because I don't want you to, you know, I don't want it to affect your mental health, but hopefully it will help us piece together your journey. It may give you some validation of where you've been as well.
Just with some of the places I was in there, it was like some of the things that they were doing. That it just obviously it wasn't right, you know.
No, it's disgusting. And I just said I commend your bravery, just even being able to pick the phone up and speak to me about it. It must be awful. So once we do that, I'll submit your case. We haven't submitted your case to Scottish Redress. All we've done is give them notice that we're going to claim. So we've said to them, look, Richard's going to claim, but we're going to gather information before we do what's called our final submission.
Yeah.
Well, once we've done that, once we've got the all the information, gone through your statement together, finally submit, we'll then get what's called a panel date, Richard.
Uh-huh.
The panel is a group of individuals who will assess your case. And from there, we'll either get an offer, or hopefully get an offer, should I say. And we will work with you on what's best, whether it's best to reject or accept the offer, depending on, obviously, your case.
Yeah.
So that's my job now for the next six to eight months, is gathering your information for you. I will touch base with you, Richard, probably every 4 weeks, just see how you are, really.
Yeah.
And also... Also just to let you know how I'm getting on, where I'm struggling, if I'm getting success,
yeah. Could Could I ask you something, please? Could you send me your information, you know, your name and where you are and that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, that'll be in your letterbox within the next 2 weeks.
Right, okay.
Email probably a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
What that'll do is I'll send you all my contact information, any after-hour contact information you need. Obviously, if you're feeling suicidal or anything, again, please obviously ring the authorities, speak to your doctor, your mental health nurse, police, ambulance. But if you just need a chat, Richard, if you're struggling, then just ring me, save my number, give me a call. I'm always at the other end of the phone for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'll work to you now. It's an absolute pleasure.
There's not a lot of nice people out there, you know.
No, unfortunately, there's not. So, obviously, do you have any questions for me, Richard, about the process going forward?
I would rather, obviously, maybe speak to you about that, you know, because I'm no one for phones and, you know, I like to see who I'm talking to and things like that, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's just the way I am, you know.
Yeah, I get that. It's mistrust, isn't it, buddy? You've been, you know, you've been passed around as a child and it's massively affected you in your adult years. That 100%. I'll either video call or I'll arrange a home visit to come and see you.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. That would be amazing.
I've also come up to Scotland. I've never been past Carlisle.
Have you not?
No, I'd love to come up. My brother works up there Monday to Friday. He's a telecoms engineer, so he's in Scotland constantly.
Constantly, he comes
home of a Friday.
It'd be nice to meet you, you know.
Yeah, it'd be nice to meet you.
Who I'm talking to, you know.
Yeah, I'd love to meet you, sir, honestly. I've got some amazing clients that I'd love to get up and see.
Yeah.
And I will do.
Yeah.
No problem. I can make that decision myself.
If
you give me a couple of months,
No problem at all.
Any questions about the actual process, Richard, going forward?
I don't know. It's like...
It's okay. You don't have to ask me them now. We can...
It's just like, you know, the process, it's just the sound of it, you know, and things that are sort of be said and everything else, obviously the information that you need to get and the places I've been in, which there is quite a lot, like, and I think most of them, there was a lot of abuse, so,
okay,
you know, it's like, I do find it hard to talk about, like, but...
No, that's fine. I am just a voice on the other end of the phone as well. So, I'll touch base with you every couple of weeks or every few weeks as a welfare check and see how you get on. And then, like I said, I'll bunch together a group of my clients and I'll come up and see you all. Spend a few days up there and get around and come and see you. And, you know, you can put a face to my name and I can put a face to your name and we can go from there.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, obviously, due to the sensitivity of the nature of this case, I need to explain to you what our fees are, how our fees work, and what other options are out there for you. This is obviously totally no pressure. I just obviously need to make you aware of absolutely everything, okay?
Well, the only thing I know is no win, no fee.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So... there's a couple of options out there for you. You could apply to Scottish Redress yourself.
No.
You don't actually need a law firm to do that.
No, I couldn't do that.
Okay. There are other law firms out there then that participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme.
Uh-huh.
They get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw. They won't actually take any fees from you, but they get paid anyway.
Yeah.
Now, I can't comment on how that them law firms work. All I can tell you is we've rejected that scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We're entering into a no-win, no-fee. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee as well. If you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. And that's just the price we're taking, because obviously we believe in trusting in you as a client.
Obviously, the money's not an issue, eh?
No, it's the recognition that
it's
we want.
It's not an issue, eh? The damage has already been done, so...
Yeah, money's not going to fix it, Richard. It's the recognition and the validation of what's happened to you. That's what it is. Just to let you know, Richard, our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of VAT. We've done a lot of work on our fees. We're by far the cheapest in the market. So you'll never pay us more than 20%. You may pay us less, depending on how much time we spend on your case, but you'll never pay us more than 20%. Do you understand those three options, Richard?
Yeah, I understand him,
Okay.
You seem like a nice person, so...
Thank you. So do you, sir. Just to let you know, Richard, you also have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is anything up to 14 days, you can rip up our agreements. And obviously, you know, you can go whichever way you want. You do have a right to waive a 14-day period, cooling off period, Richard, and I can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you. There's no pressure.
Yeah, well, I'm quite happy to do whatever you need to do, you know, and I don't want to change it, because that means I'm going to have to go through everything again.
Okay.
And that's the last thing I want to do, you know.
No, I appreciate that. I do. What I'll do, Richard, is I'll get you this letter out within the next 2 weeks. Email me a little bit quicker. With all my contact details, after hour details, like I said, if you're feeling, you know, suicidal or anything, please contact the police, your GP, your mental health nurse. If you need a chat, if you're struggling, give me a ring. I work for you. I'm always at the other end of a call for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Is that okay, Mr. Taylor?
Yeah.
Perfect. I appreciate the bravery it's taken for you to have a chat with me today. I don't take that lightly. So I thank you very much, and I hope you have a good day.
You're welcome. And I want to say thank you very much for doing what you're doing as well.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. No, thank you. It's very rewarding. Thank you very much, sir.
No, you're welcome, honestly.
Enjoy the rest of your day, Richard.
Yeah, you too. Right, okay then.
Bye, buddy.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.